Okay, who was that just walked in? Okay, wait. No. Who are you? You come in here with the biggest, dumbest smile on your face, yet you're dressed in a ruined set of armor. What are you smiling about? Do you have an appointment? By the gods, it's you. Yes, I know who you are. Of course I know who you are. All right, everyone out of my shop. Come now, let's get a move on. I don't want to hear any complaints. This gentleman over here is an important customer. He has an appointment and will be taking up all of my time today. I won't be able to deal with you all. Do you think you'll be paying more than this shield guard here? Exactly, so out. I have work to do. Just come by on tomorrow, and I'll be happy to help you out then. Okay, now you. What is the matter with you? Do you see what your armor looks like? My father would roll over in his grave if he saw you looking like this. No, don't freak out. He's not dead. I'm only messing with you, big guy. He is sick, though. I don't think it's too serious, but he can't be working here. So I'm in charge of the shop while he's out. No, he isn't allowed any visitors right now. He's resting. Thanks. That's really kind of you. I'll tell him you drop by. Don't worry about that. Just let me see what I'm working with. Yes, I'll be doing the fixing. I said I was in charge, didn't I? I am by no means an apprentice. I worked under my father for quite some time, so I'm perfectly capable of managing all these customers on my own. And the very least I should be able to do is fix the armor he's already made. Does that set your mind at ease some? Good. Give me a little twirl then, your knightliness. Show me what horrible things you've done to your gear. Oh, this is... I mean... Oh, the shield too? How? That is one weak-looking grin. Wipe it off. Look at this. What is with you people? Yes, you people. All of you shield guards.
Oh, I'm gonna protect everyone.
Not like this, you won't. The amount of times one of you has come in with your equipment in this state is baffling. And you, you're the worst of them all. I can't believe you're my father's favorite, with everything you do to his gear. Yes, he said that. Didn't I tell you to wipe that grin off your face? How did you let it get to this point anyway? You should have come in way earlier if you needed repairs like this.
Don't tell me it's not that bad.
Are we looking at the same piece of ruined metal? You borderline destroyed this armor and expect me to do something about it. Oh, I can definitely fix this. Who you take me for? But you better not do it again. I know my dad is always soft on you, but I won't be, you hear me? No. Don't give me that. If you have to frontline, do it properly. You go in all reckless and you'll end up dead. No armor is going to save stupidity. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about your gear. Enough chit-chat, though. Take it off. I'm going to start working now. Did you think we were going to stand here talking the whole day? Well, I'll at least get everything off and see what needs the most attention. All the serious repair work will come later. Do you need some help? Sure thing. Stand still and I'll get everything unfastened. So, mind telling me why you're only coming in for repairs now? What? No, why would you... Oh. You've actually been doing all these minor fix-ups yourself. While I commend the effort, that's just... That's just dangerous. Especially if you've been away for so long. Oh, can you lift your arm a bit? Thanks. I assume there's a reason you haven't been back here in a while? Wait. This sounds like you're going to launch into a whole thing. Just give me a second here. Wow, you're a lot, way more scars than I would have thought. All over your back. Are you okay?
It's just a scratch.
Okay, tough guy. Since you're in the city now, you should probably get it looked at. You know, to make sure everything's okay. Don't flatter yourself. I just don't want to lose my father's favorite customer. Stop trying to tease me and help me get this off. I want to start working already. Okay. That takes care of that. And give me this big old shield. I'll be taking this too. It's okay. It's okay. I got it. Phew. How long are you here for, by the way? That's good. I wouldn't be able to finish this all in one day. And there's a decent chance that I'll need to work on it outside of business hours. If you want, you can leave it all with me and just go about your day. I mean, it's either that, or you sit with me in the shop while I work. You really want to tell me these stories, huh? Don't you have some other damsel to impress? Okay, okay. Regale me with tales of your heroic adventures, Sir Knight. Is that why you're only coming back here now? You know, your gear isn't made to last that long. I'm surprised you're not in worse shape. It has its limits, so please make sure you come in occasionally. Oh, you wish it was like that, don't you? So what happened next? I mean, yeah, I'm interested. At the very least, it makes this part of my work less tedious. Mm-hmm. Go on. Wait, you fought a what? Gods, that's actually... Wow. No wonder your armor looks like this. How did you make it through all of that? Wow. No, I wasn't... You're a really good storyteller, is all. Maybe you should give up on all these knightly duties and become a bard. Hmm? A joke, of course. The fact that you and your party made it home safely, even with your equipment in shambles, proves that you're decent at your current role. Yes, decent. I don't want you to get a big head. It should also tell you something about my father's armor. Speaking of, let me get back to it. You can keep talking, but if you distract me like last time, I might need you to stop. Oh, you want me to tell you something? Okay, then. What would you like to know? I did not soften up. I might have been a tad annoyed when you came in, but did you see yourself? How would you expect me to react? Stop telling me it wasn't that bad. Who's the armorsmith here, me or you? Mm-hmm. To your point, though, I didn't soften up. I guess it's easier to not be mad at you when I get to be mad at what you've done to your gear. Have you seen this piece? No, shields are not supposed to warp like this. I know you know that. I need to calm down. And you... need to stop smiling all the damn time. That's not going to fix your armor. I am. Which, I'm almost finished with all of my preliminary work. Now it's onto the heavy lifting. Yes, actually fixing all of these problems you've dropped in my lap. Oh, and you can head out now, if you like. I won't be able to give you much attention after I start. Go grab something to eat. Maybe see a healer, like I told you. I'll be fine. You might end up being in my way more than anything, so you leaving now can only be good for me. Have fun. I should be done by... You said you're in the city for a week or so, right? Perfect. Drop by before you leave. I'll make sure to have your armor ready by then. And don't stay away for too long next time. If you come back here looking like you did, there'll be hell to pay. I'm worried about your gear. Just get out of my shop already.